我们这次特会的主题是你们是我的见证。
The theme for the conference is You are my witnesses.
而我所承接的这个托付呢，要交通效法他的死。
And the burden I have received is to fellowship concerning the topic being conformed to his death.
或者也可以说磨成他死的形状。
Being conformed to his death.
我想请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话。
And I would like to ask the brothers and sisters to read some God's words with me.
请弟兄姊妹打开腓立比书第三章。
And ask the brothers and sisters to turn to Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter
3. 我们读第十节和十一节。
We're going to read verses 10 and 11.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to resurrection from the dead.
我们回头看第二章。
We're going to turn back to chapter 2.
我们要读第五节到第八节。
We're going to read from verse 5 to verse 8.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象。不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Having this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped.But emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
罗马书第六章
Romans chapter 6.
我们从第五节读到第七节。
We're going to read from verse 5 to verse 7.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合，因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆，因为已死的人是脱离了罪。
For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him,in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin.
第二十三节
Verse 23.
因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
第七章第四节
Chapter 7, verse 4.
我的弟兄们，这样说来，你们是借着基督的身体，在律法上也是死了，叫你们归于别人，就是归于那从死里复活的，叫我们结果子给神。
Therefore, my brethren, you also were made to die to the law through the body of Christ, so that you might be joined to another, to him who was raised from the dead, in order that we might bear fruit for God.
第十八节
Verse 18
我也知道在我里头就是我肉体之中没有良善因为立志为善由得我只是行出来由不得我
For I know that nothing good dwells in me that is in my flesh for the willing is present in me but the doing of the good is not
我们再看哥林多后书
We're going toGoing to turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第四章
Chapter 4.
我们从第七节读到十二节。
We're going to read from verse 7 to verse 12.
我们有着宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不致失望；遭逼迫，却不被丢弃；打倒了，却不致死亡。身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。因为我们这活着的人，是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。这样看来，死是在我们身上发动，生却在你们身上发动。
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not despairing, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our body. For we who live are constantly being delivered over to death,For Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death works in us, but the life in you.
希伯来书第二章
Hebrews chapter 2,
第九节
verse 9.
唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕。叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了死味。
But we do see him who was made for a little while lower than the angels, namely Jesus, because of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, so that by the grace of God, he might taste death for everyone.
我们看第五章
Chapter 5,
第七节
Verse 7,
和第八节
and verse 8.
基督在肉体的时候即大声哀哭流泪祷告，恳求那能救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚蒙了应允。他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。
In the days of his flesh, he offered up both prayers and supplications with loud crying and the tears of the one able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his piety. Although he was a son,He learned obedience from the things which he suffered.
我们最后请看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's finally turn to Acts chapter 2.
二十三、二十四两节。
Verses 23 and 24.
他既按着神的定旨先见被交与人，你们就借着无法之人的手把他钉在十字架上杀了。神却将死的痛苦解释了，叫他复活，因为他原不能被死拘禁。
This man delivered over by the predetermined plan and the foreknowledge of God, you knelt to a cross by the hands of a godless man and put him to death. But God raised him up again, putting an end to the agony of death, since it was impossible for him to be held in its power.
在腓立比书里面我们可以很清楚地看见
So in the book of Philippians, we can see this very clearly.
效法基督的死
Being conformed to his death.
或者磨成他死的形状
Or to be conformed to the likeness of his death.
这是使徒保罗一个强烈的心愿
And that is a strong desire for the Apostle Paul.
其实这也是我们认识基督最重要的一个经历
And that should also be the most important experience as we know Christ.
我们要更多的得着他，享受他。
We want to gain him more. We want to enjoy him more.
更多的能够彰显他。
We want to manifest him more.
磨成他死的形状是一个最重要的经历。
Being conformed to his death is the most important experience.
换句话说
In other words,
这也就是我们见证基督必须有的一个经历。
Now that is a necessary experience as we are testifying of Christ.
所以使徒保罗里面才会有这么强烈的一个愿望。
Therefore, there is such a strong desire in Apostle Paul.
他要效法他的死。
And he wants to be conformed to his death.
在圣经的原文里面，这个效法这个字啊。
So in the original language, the word being conformed
就是磨成、磨造成为他的形象。
And that is being conformed into his likeness.
像今天人做工具一样，你要先打一个模子。
And then just like you are making a tool, you want to make a mold.
然后按照这个模子，你可以制造出一些需要的工具。
And based on that mold, you can produce the tool.
所以这是一个磨造这个字。
And so that is to be conformed.
弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们知道在主耶稣十字架的工作上
，And we know that concerning the work of the Lord on the cross,
他的流血舍命。
And he's shedding his blood and his death.
成功的救赎
the salvation he accomplished.
是没有人可以有份
And no one can be part of it.
就像以赛亚书63章里面所讲的一样
Just like Isaiah chapter 63.
他独自揣九杖没有一人可以同行
And verse 3, it says that he has trodden the winepress alone. No one could be part of it.
这个是我们的主他独自完成的没有人可以有份
And that has been accomplished by our Lord alone. Nobody can be part of it.
但是感谢神
But really thank God.
他的死
And his death.
在十架上的死
His death on the cross.
我们却可以有份却可以经历
And but we can be part of it. We can experience it.
我们在使徒保罗的书信里面可以看见
So from the letters of Paul, we can see this.
当他论到主的死的时候
When he talks about the death of the Lord
我们觉得有三卷书、啊、是很重要的
And the three letters are most important
在腓立比书里面
So in the book of Philippians
这是他里面强烈的一个心愿
And that is his strong desire
而在罗马书的里面
In Romans
他把基督死的意义说得非常的清楚
He makes it very clear concerning the meaning of his death
他告诉我们基督的死是一个事实
He talks about it is a fact concerning the death of Christ
然后到了哥林多后书的时候
As we come to the second Corinthians
他就讲到基督死的功效
And he talks about the effect of Christ's death
我们感谢神
We thank God
在头一个世纪
In the first century
神把十字架的意义托付给使徒保罗
God entrusted the meaning of the cross to Paul.
他是解释十字架意义最完全也是最清楚的一个使徒
And he was the apostle who can explain the most clearly and the most completely concerning the meaning of the cross.
尤其他对主耶稣在十字架上的死他具有深刻的一个领会
And he has this deep understanding concerning the death of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross
我们从他的书信里面可以领悟
And from his letters we could have this understanding
基督的死实在是一个极大的奥秘
The death of a cross is indeed a great mystery
它的意义是深不可测
And that meaning is very deep
并且它的功用是遍及所有一切的事物
And his effect covers all things.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神。
And brothers and sisters, we really need to thank God.
我们看见我们的主为我们在十字架上的死。
We can see that the death of the cross on Christ on the cross
带来了何等大的不同的意义。
And that has bring a very different meaning.
我们知道我们的主是生命的主。
Because we know that our Lord is a Lord of life.
他是没有死，他也不会死。
There is no death in him. He will never die.
但是因为他爱我们的缘故
But because he loves us.
希伯来书告诉我们
The book of Hebrews, it tells us.
他为我们每一个人亲尝死味
He tasted death for every one of us.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
这个是我们今天呢没有办法完全能领会的
And that's something that we cannot fully comprehend.
这个对于我们的主来讲那是极大的痛苦
And that was a great pain to our Lord.
所以难怪在希伯来书第五章里面讲到
No wonder in Hebrews chapter 5 it says
他在肉身的时候
And in his flesh
他大声的哀哭祷告
He offered prayers and supplications with loud crying 恳求
能救他免死的主
And he was pleading with the one who can save him from death
因他的虔诚蒙了应允
And his prayer was answered because of his piety
他虽然为儿子却是学了顺从
Although he was a son, he learned the lesson of obedience
弟兄姊妹们主只不过是对于这个死稍微尝了一下那就是极大的代价
And the brothers and sisters, our Lord had a taste of the death, and yet that was a great price to pay.
那就是已经极是极大的痛苦。
And that was already a great pain.
是神把这个痛苦把它释放了。
And that pain was released by God.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
主为我们的死，我们要永远的感激他。
And we always need to appreciate our Lord for His death.
他是何等的爱我们。
Because he has loved us so very much.
这个是神从来不愿意做的事情。
That is something God would never want to do.
但是为着你我的缘故，他做了。
But for your and my sake, he has done that.
他忍受了极大的痛苦。
And he suffered such a great pain.
但是我们感谢主。
But we really thank the Lord.
因着他为我们亲尝死味。
Because he tasted death for us.
他成就了另外一个死。
He has accomplished another death.
叫做基督的死。
That is the death of Christ.
而这个死
And that death
成了无比的一个利器。
That has become a sharp weapon.
是一个无坚不摧的一个利器。
That is a sharp weapon that can destroy everything.
那么因着主的死
Because of the death of the Lord.
到底带进了多大的恩典和祝福。
And how much grace and blessings that has bring to us.
我们从圣经里面我们也没有办法能完全的领会。
And we probably cannot fully comprehend through the Bible.
主的死里面包含的意义非常的广大。
Because the meaning of his death is there's a much meaning to it.
但是对于我们今天这些堕落的罪败坏的罪人来讲。
And yet for the fallen sinners.
这个死。
This death.
可以败坏仇敌一切的权势
that can defy all the powers of the enemy
败坏所有肉体所有的难处
that can defy all the difficulties by the flesh
是一个无往而不利的一个方法
and that is a method that can be always successful
那个能力之大
and that power is so great
远超过我们所能想象
that is beyond our comprehension
弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters
我们记得
We have to remember this.
伟大的神
The great God
呼召你我这些极其卑微不堪的人来为他做见证
has called us who are weak and unworthy to be his testimony.
我们从得救的开始
And from the beginning as we were saved
我们就是一生都是难处
And we are full of difficulties.
若是没有主的死
If without his death,
你我不可能为主做见证。
We cannot be his testimony.
若不是这个死解决我们生命中所有一切的困难。
If this death cannot resolve all the difficulties in our life.
解决所有仇敌一切的工作。
Cannot dissolve all the works of the enemy.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
像我们今天这样的人能为主做见证吗？
How can we be a testimony of the Lord for people such as like us?
我们的软弱，我们的失败，只有羞辱他的名的。
Our weaknesses and our failures can only bring disgrace to Him.
感谢主，他没有丢弃我们。
But we thank the Lord because He has never forsaken us.
他的选召没有后悔。
Because He will never repent.
因为他有一个能力可以改变我们。
Because He has this power which can change us.
这就是他的死。
And that is His death.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
今天我们因着这个，我们才有为主做见证的一个盼望。
Because of this, we have this hope to testify of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters.
当然，主的死里面包含了非常多的重大的意义在里面。
Of course, there are many important point meanings concerning his death.
但是这一次呢，我们要集中在一个点上，就是主的死怎样解决我们的难处。
And but this time around, we would like to focus on how his death can resolve our difficulties.
在19世纪末20世纪初的时候
，at the end of the 19th century and the beginning of the 20th century,
十字架的真理被恢复
，and the truth of the cross was recovered.
当时的弟兄姊妹们已经知道主的死。所带来的能力是何等大的能力
And the brothers and sisters at that time already came to understand the power of his death.
那个已经远超过我们所能想象
That has beyond our understanding.
那么今天呢我们的知识比他们多一点
And today we have a little bit more knowledge.
我们晓得今天的这个世界中
And we know that in the current world,
最大的能力，爆炸的能力就是核子能，对吧
？And we know that the greatest power is a nuclear power.
但是呢，核子能只能把人炸死。
But the nuclear power can only put you to death.
但是主的死的能力可以把人炸活了。
But the power of the death of the Lord can make you alive.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
感谢我们的主,
we thank the Lord.
这位生命的神为我们亲尝死味,
this Lord of life tasted death for us.
成就了一个无比的一个利器。
He has accomplished this sharp weapon.
所以使徒保罗在罗马书里面就解释这些事情。
Therefore, Paul explained this in the book of Romans.
我们都知道罗马书这卷书非常的重要。
We know that the book of Romans is a very important book.
感谢神给使徒保罗这样的智慧。
We thank the Lord for giving Paul such wisdom.
能够写下这么精炼这么重要的一卷书。
To write such a concise and important book.
若是没有这一卷书,
if we don't have this book,
我们对主钉十字架的事情我们的领会就不会那么多。
And we won't have much understanding concerning our Lord being crucified.
我们都知道罗马书的前八章讲到我们个别的基督徒在主面前蒙恩的经历。
And we know that the first chapters of the book talks about our Christians being receiving his grace individually.
那么十二章以后呢，解决了整个身体基督身体的问题。
And from chapter 12 and on talks about the body of Christ.
而那个中心点解决的问题就是十字架。
And the central point of resolving all the issues is the cross.
那么让我们呢，现在只把我们的注意力啊，那么摆在这个前面的七章。
And so we would like to place our focus on the first seven chapters.
我想弟兄姊妹现在有很多人都已经清楚了。
And I believe the brothers and sisters have come to understand this very clearly.
罗马书六章以前。
And for Romans, the first chapter six,
是讲到主的血能够对付我们罪的行为问题。
It's talk about the blood of the Lord can deal with our sins.
大家都知道了。在这个之前，这个信这个字是多数字。
We know that prior to that point, all the term concerning sins is in a plural form.
那么六章以后呢
？And from chapter six and on.
那么主的死对付了我们人的罪性、罪的根性。
And the death of the Lord deals with our sin nature.
这个字是一个单数的字。
And the sin is in the singular form.
我们今天很多基督徒。很多只活在罗马书的六章以前这个范围里。
And a lot of Christians are living in the condition that is before chapter 6.
我们只知道主的血可以洗净我们的罪行。
We know that the blood of the Lord can cleanse all our sins.
我们犯了罪，我们来到主面前求主用血洗净我们。
When we committed a sin, we come before the Lord and ask Him to cleanse us with His blood.
但是令人遗憾的,
but it is a very regrettably.
我们对罗马书六章以后主的死对付我们罪性这一面我们的领悟和经历并不那么多。
And we don't have much understanding and experience concerning the death of the Lord and starting from chapter 6 and on.
其实我们发现今天无论个人也好教会也好发生很多的难处都是发生在罗马书六章以后的问题上面。
Actually, we discovered that there are many difficulties either personally or in the church are related to chapter 6 and on.
我们知道死是一个可怕的东西。
We know that death is a dreadful thing.
一般来讲呢，我们对于死，我们都是有负面的一个看法。
And generally speaking, we have this negative view concerning death.
我们所有的人都怕死，天然的死。
And everyone, all people are afraid of a natural death.
但是也有些基督徒因为认识了将来的复活，所以对于天然的死。并不惧怕。
But some Christians have come to understand the resurrection in the future. They are not afraid of their natural death.
当然，对今天没有信主的人来讲，天然的死也是一个可怕的事情。
But for the unbelieving people, the natural death is a dreadful thing.
这是一个永远的灭亡。
It is a forever destruction.
当然，对基督徒来讲
，But for Christians,
这个天然的死只是时间的结束，永远的开始。
But for Christians, the physical natural death is about the end of time and the beginning of eternity.
所以我们基督徒并不怕肉身的死亡。
So for Christians, we are not afraid of the death in our flesh.
但是另外还有一个死。
But there is another death.
是仇敌所制造的那个死。
And that is a death created by the enemy.
那个是一种属灵的死亡。
And that is a spiritual death.
那个会带来的毁坏和沉沦可怕的一个结果。
And that will bring in, that death will bring in and the destructions and the perishing.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
主在十字架上成就了另外一个死。
On the cross, the Lord has accomplished another death.
保罗在罗马书第六章里面就告诉我们，这个死是给我们会带来更大的一个美好的效果。
And Paul says in Romans chapter 6, this death will bring us even a greater effect.
那么在罗马书第六章第六节那里，
Romans chapter 6, verse 6,
他就讲到我们的旧人与他同钉十字架。
He says that knowing that our old self or old man was crucified with him.
这个旧人在希腊原文是一个单数字。
So this old man was in singular form in the Greek.
所以他是指的那个堕落的人性，堕落一切的败坏的天性说的。
It talks about a fallen, corrupt humanity.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
只有主的十字架能够解决这个可怕堕落的天性。
Only the cross of the Lord can resolve this terrible nature.
今天我们作为一个蒙恩得救的基督徒。
For us who has been saved by grace as Christians,
如果我们略略的有一点经历，
if we have some experience,
我们就知道我们里面这个堕落的天性是多么可怕的一个东西。
We have come to understand that it's such a terrible thing concerning our fallen nature.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
借着十字架的工作，
through the work of the cross,
使我们的旧人那个天性败坏的性质首先被钉死。
And this corrupt nature in us will be first crucified.
所以主在十字架上成就了一个坚定不可动摇的一个事实。
So on the cross, the Lord has established something that will never be changed. It's a fact.
就是他带着我们这些败坏的人一起钉在十字架上。
That is, he has brought all of us who are corrupt to be crucified with him on the cross.
所以我们与他已经同死。
So we have died with him.
所以罗马书第六章第六节，这是我们需要认识的。
So therefore, we need to understand Romans chapter 6, verse 6.
这个是我们在属灵经历上面的一个重要的一个依据。
And that is a very important assurance for our spiritual experience.
也是解决一切所有难处的一个钥匙。
And that is also the key to resolve all the difficulties.
所以我们从罗马书第六章这个第七章里面可以看见，到底基督的死为我们解决了哪些重要的问题。
Therefore, from Romans chapter 6 and chapter 7, we can see how the death of a cross, what issue the death of a cross has resolved for us.
我们可以看见在罗马书第六、第七章的里面，
we can see from chapter 6 and 7 of Romans,
有几个难处。
There are a few difficulties.
这是根源的难处。
And those are the root.
这些如果能从根本上解决了，
If the root can be resolved,
这其他外面的现象就很容易解决了。
And then all the phenomena can be easily resolved.
那么这些问题如果不能被解决，
So if these issues cannot be resolved,
弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们在主跟前就不可能有正常的生活。
It is impossible to have this normal life before the Lord.
我们也无法向神活着。
And we cannot live to God.
更谈不上能为基督做见证。
And not to mention to testify of Christ.
所以保罗在这里很清楚地告诉我们，到底主的死为我们解决了哪些根源的问题。
And therefore, Paul here clearly tells us what issues the death of the cross that Christ have resolved for us.
我说根源，
I talk about the root issues.
就是呢，你从这里面可以延伸出去，你生活侍奉中所有一切的一些多的这些难处。
And because from these root issues, you can branch out to reach all areas of the difficulties in your life.
我们大体上面可以看见。
In general, we can see
在罗马书第六到第七章里面，
from Romans 6 and 7,
有四个根源的难处。
There are four root issues
是借着基督的死所解决的
that have been resolved by the death of Jesus.
当然，第一个是罪性的问题
And the first is the sin nature.
那么第二个呢
And the second
是死的问题
It's an issue concerning death.
第三个
And the third
是律法的问题
It's an issue concerning the law.
第四个
and the fourth
是肉体的问题
is the issue concerning the flesh.
我们知道 这四件事情
we know that all these four issues
是根源的难处
are the root for all difficulties.
感谢主
we thank the Lord.
只有主的死能够解决这些方面的问题
only the death of the Lord can resolve all these issues.
那么我在这里呢试着呢简单的做一点点的说明
and here I'm trying to have some explanation.
我想第一个呢，他解决这个罪性的问题。
The first, he is to resolve the issue concerning the sin nature.
我们晓得这个罪性呢，乃是一切难处的根源。
We know that sin nature is the root of all difficulties.
罪在哪里出现的时候
？And when there is sin,
所有美好的事物就被破坏。
And all the beautiful things will be destroyed.
我们可以很清楚地看见
We can see this very clearly.
当一个基督徒刚刚得救的时候
When a Christian who was first saved
似乎是都是非常美好的
And everything was very wonderful.
但是如果他忽略了这个罪性的问题
But if he neglected the issue concerning sin nature
当他走过一段日子
And after a period of a journey
这个罪性的问题在他里面发作了
And then the issues of a sin nature will become a real in him.
结果本来在我们眼中看为美好的基督徒立刻就破坏了。
And then we can see the wonderful Christians will be quickly be destroyed.
教会的光景也是这样。
And that is also true for the church condition.
在教会历史上
In the church history.
我们看见有些教会刚刚开始起步的时候非常的美好。
And we can see that when the churches started off, they had this very wonderful condition.
但是走过了一段年日之后
But after some time of walking,
很多从罪性里面所产生的一些难处出来了
And the difficulties from the sin nature appeared.
结果美好的聚会就整个被破坏掉
And the good condition was destroyed.
我们知道这是一个可怕的东西
We know that this is something very dreadful.
感谢主
We thank the Lord.
保罗告诉我们
Paul tells us,
在我们个人的身上
in our personal life,
主在我们与他同死的时候
and as we are crucified with the Lord,
他使我们的罪身灭绝
He made us the body of a sin done away with.
那个意思就说呢，那个旧人的性质好像还在
It talks about the sin nature is still there.
但是那个会犯罪的人死了
The old man is still there, but the one who will commit sins is already dead.
所以我们自然的，我们就不需要再做奴仆了。
Therefore, we no longer need to be a slave.
我们知道这是真实的。
We know that is true.
所以因此保罗告诉我们说
Therefore, Paul tells us,
这个事实是在我们的生活中是可以运用的。
And this is a fact that we can apply to our lives.
既然我们看见我们已经与基督同钉十字架
If we have seen that we have been crucified with Christ,
我们就不需要再犯罪
Then we no longer need to commit sins.
所以呢，我们不要再把自己献给不义做器具
Then we no longer present ourselves to unrighteousness as instruments.
你也可以不容罪在你的身上，来掌管你
And we will no longer allow sin to reign over us.
因为保罗告诉我们说，你那个会犯罪的人死掉了。
Because Paul tells us that the body of sin has been done away with.
这真是一个奇妙的事情。
And that is a wonderful thing.
但是在基督徒身上却是真实的经历。
And yet that could be a true experience for Christians.
我相信有很多弟兄姊妹们对于这个真理已经是有认识。
I believe many brothers and sisters have some understanding of this truth.
我只做一点简单的提醒。
And I just have this simple reminder.
第二方面
And the second point,
我们看见他解决死的问题。
And he also dealt with the issue of death.
因为在罗马书里面告诉我们说，罪的工价乃是死。
Because in the book of Romans, he tells us the wages of sin is death.
我们都很清楚。
We all know this very well.
在我们的生命中
，and in our life,
什么时候我们犯了错误
？Whenever we commit a sin or mistake,
下面带来的结果一定是死。
And the result of it is death.
虽然不是肉身的死，但是一个属灵的死。
Even it is not a death in our flesh, but it's a spiritual death.
但是属灵的死也是非常可怕。
But that spiritual death is also very dreadful.
你会很清楚地看见。
You will see this very clearly.
在圣徒的当中。
Among the saints.
当有人遇见了这种死亡的时候。
When someone has encountered such a death.
有一些明显的现象你就看出来。
And there are some very evident signs.
他们就从积极的变成消极的。
They will become from being active to become a negative, passive.
从正面的就变成负面的。
And they will turn from the positive to the negative.
从希望的就变成绝望。
They will turn from the hopeful to be despairing.
从热心的就变成冷淡。
They will turn from being zealous to become a cold.
我们晓得这是属灵的死亡所带来的一个结果。
We know that that is a result of a spiritual death.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
这样的死使一切的事物好像都来到一个终结。
Such a death has brought all things to an end.
罪在哪里？
Where is sin?
一切美好的事物就被破坏。
All the wonderful good things will be destroyed.
死在哪里？
Where is death?
一切该有正常的情况就结束。
Where death is, then all the normal conditions will be concluded.
并且在我们的侍奉中啊。
And also in our service.
我们能够经历到
and we can have this experience.
当一个人进入这样属灵的死亡里面的时候呢
when a person enters into such a death,
任何的劝勉和鼓励都没有用处
and all the encouragement and exhortations will come to become useless.
我想你我在侍奉中恐怕过去曾经都做过许多这种侍奉对吧
and I believe in our past service, we have done such a thing.
但是感谢主
But we thank the Lord.
只有主的死
Only the death of the Lord.
能够医治这样的光景
Can heal such a condition.
因为我们的主借着死败坏那个掌死权的魔鬼
And because our Lord has rendered powerless the one who holds the power of death.
感谢主
We thank the Lord.
他使咒诅能够变为祝福
He will turn a curse into a blessing.
我们多少次经历这样的死亡的时候
How many times has we experienced such a death?
我们看见主如何借着他的死结束了仇敌所带来的这个死亡
And we can also see how the Lord has been using his death to conclude the death brought by the enemy
甚至有的时候不仅解决个人的问题在整个团体受
And sometimes the issues was not just a result for a person, but the corporate condition was also being changed.
所以这些都是一些根源上面的一些的难处。
And we can see that these are the roots for some difficulties.
那么第三方面
And the third point,
它解决这个律法的问题。
And that has resolved the issue of the law.
我们都知道律法是神公义的要求。
We know that the law is a demand of God's righteousness.
是好的。
It is good.
但是它一个缺点是什么呢
？But there is a defect.
就是我们人根本无法做到。
That is, as man, we cannot do it.
并且当你做不到的时候呢
？But also when you cannot do it,
你会产生良心上面的一种不安。
And you will have this a guilty feeling.
那么，在第七章的里面
，And in chapter 7
保罗告诉我们
，Paul tells us，
我们在基督的死里面啊。可以向律法死。
In the death of Christ, we can die to the law.
主在这里解决这个律法的捆绑的问题。
And the Lord has dealt with the issues of being bound by the law.
我想当我们回到旧约里面的时候
，As we return to the Old Testament,
我们从以色列人身上，我们就能更多明白这件事情。
And from the people of Israel, probably we could have a better understanding concerning the matter.
旧约以色列的百姓，神把律法赐给他们。
And for the people of Israel, God has given them the law.
本来这个律法应该释放他们的。
And that law was supposed to set them free.
结果律法反而成了他们最大的捆绑。
And yet the law had become the greatest bondage to them.
所以我们知道主耶稣到世上来的时候
，Therefore we know that when the Lord Jesus Christ came to the world,
整个犹太教都是被律法捆死的。
And Judaism was very much bound by the law.
因为从这个律法里面所产生的许多形式、传统、规矩、做法等等。
And because from the law there has produced a lot of traditions and forms and methods.
都成为神儿女良心上面非常大的捆绑。
And that has become a great bondage and in the conscience of a people of God.
我想这次我们来这里聚会。
And I think as we gather here,
可能我们很多人来自不同的背景。
We probably have come from many different backgrounds.
我们有我们不同聚会的习惯。
And we have our habits of our gatherings.
我们的传统。
We may have our own traditions.
我们可能有我们的形式。
We may have our own forms.
但是你看，当我们在一起的时候。
And yet, as we are gathered in such a way,
我们唱诗歌。
As we sing songs,
我们敬拜主。
As we worship the Lord,
都没问题。
And there's no issue at all.
弟兄姊妹有这个经验。
And the brothers and sisters, probably you have this experience.
很多时候弟兄姊妹一问下面一个问题就麻烦。
And if you are to ask the following questions, then issues will come.
请问你在哪里聚会？
Where did you meet?
马上你就看见有些的分别的情况就出来了。
Now you can see that there are many differences.
因为有不同的规矩，不同的传统。
And because there are many different traditions and forms.
造成了不同样的一些的捆绑在里面。
And that have caused many different kinds of bondage.
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
以弗所书第二章告诉我们。
Ephesians chapter 2, it tells us.
主是借着他的身体成就了和平。
Because the Lord has accomplished peace through his body.
除去了这个形式上所有一切的捆绑。
He has removed the bondage of all the forms.
所以这都是主的死所带进来的一个功效。
And that is a fact ushered by the Lord's death.
第四方面。
The fourth aspect.
他就解决了肉体的问题。
And that has resolved the issue of the sin, of the flesh. Sorry.
我想我们提到这个点。
And as we are mentioning this point,
我们每个人都应该有很深的感触。
And we should have a very deep feeling concerning it.
因为直到今天，我们还背着这个可怕的肉体在地上生活。
Because even today, we're still carrying this flesh as we live in this world.
保罗告诉我们,
Paul tells us,
肉体一个现象,
and there's a sign for the flesh.
就是立志为善由得我, 只是行出来由不得我。
And that is the willing is a presence in me, but the doing of the good is not.
我们在属灵生活和侍奉上碰到肉体的问题也是不容易解决。
And the issues of the flesh is hard to deal with in our personal spiritual life and also in our service.
一般你在弟兄姊妹中会看见肉体的两种不同表现。
And in the flesh, we can see two different kinds of expressions.
肉体消极面东西是什么呢？
And for the passive side of it,
就是贪想安逸。
And that is try to indulge oneself in comfort and joy.
那么肉体积极的是什么呢？
And what is the active positive side of the flesh?
他就是努力的想为主做工。
And he would like to work hard for the Lord.
我想今天这个在基督徒中间也非常的清楚。
I think that is very clear among Christians.
人的肉体是一个可怕的东西。
Man's flesh is a very dreadful thing.
Darby 弟兄这样说。
And Brother Darby once said this.
他说人的肉体就是仇敌的工厂。
And he says that the flesh of man is the factory of the enemy.
那么仇敌是要做工的。
And the enemy is doing his work.
今天在地上，他的工厂在哪里呢？
And but where is his factory?
他就是在我们的肉体中来做工。
And that is in our flesh.
所以我们要被提醒。
So we need to be reminded.
这是仇敌最容易控制的东西。
And that's something could be easily controlled by the enemy.
所以保罗在世的时候。
And when Paul was alive,
也常常为他的肉体叹息。
And he sighed quite a bit for his own flesh.
他说这是一个屈死的身体。
And he said that this is a body of a death.
真是苦啊。
And it is so painful.
所以今天我们跟随主，我们感觉在这方面有非常大的难处。
And as we follow the Lord, we feel like we have much difficulty in this area.
因为这也是我们今天最不容易胜过的东西。
Because that's something is very hard for us to overcome.
但是感谢主
But really thank the Lord.
他为我们成功了救赎
Because he has accomplished the salvation for us.
所以罗马书第八章里面讲到
Therefore in Romans chapter 8
我们可以靠着圣灵致死肉体的恶行
And we can put to death by the Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵能够运用十字架的死做工在我们的肉体上面
The deeds of our flesh, that is the Holy Spirit will do his work to put to death the deeds of the of our flesh.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
在罗马书的里面，
In the book of Romans,
我们看见使徒保罗解释了基督死的这个意义。
And Paul explained the meaning of the death of Christ.
这个死是解决所有一切难处的最有力的工具。
And this death is the most useful, effective weapons to resolve all the issues.
所以难怪保罗对于主的死他有这么重的一个感觉。
No wonder Paul has such a strong feeling concerning the Lord's death.
他有这么强烈的一个心愿。
He had such a strong desire.
他要磨成主死的这个形状。
He wanted to be conformed into the likeness of his death.
保罗在罗马书第六章里面也讲到。
In Romans chapter 6, Paul also said,
当我们受浸归在主名下的时候，
As we are baptized into the name of the Lord,
我们是在他死的形状上与他联合。
We are united in the likeness of his death,
也在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Also in the likeness of his resurrection.
这里呢，保罗讲到了一些的词是很重要的。
And a few terms are used by Paul are very important.
他先讲到这个死有一个形状。
He talks about there is a likeness of this death.
那么我们今天受浸之后呢，我们是在他这个死的形状上与他联合。
So after we have been baptized, we are being united in this likeness of his death.
在教会历史上也有弟兄们解释。
In church history, some brothers explain this.
这个联合这个字。
The term being united.
一方面也可以讲你认同他。
And that one, on the one hand, to identify.
那么也可以说呢，是把它种植在里面。
And on the other hand, you can to plant it.
那么意思说呢，今天你受浸归在主名下之后，主把你栽种在他的死里面。
And so in that, along the line that is, when you are baptized into the Lord, you have been planted into his death.
那我们知道这个意思就是说呢，它是个活的，它可以生长的。
And that also says that it is a planting, so it's a living, it can grow.
所以可能我们就从一个种子逐渐就长成了那个整个树的形状。
Now therefore we can grow from a seed into the shape of a tree.
所以保罗在这里才讲说呢，我要效法他的死。
Therefore, Paul says that I want to be conformed to his death.
磨成他死的形状。
And to be united into the likeness of his death.
为什么在这里他用这个形状这个字呢？
And why he used the term likeness?
因为我们知道今天在这个世界中啊。
Because we know that in this world.
因为有人呢，对付自己的这个德行。
And some people try to put this moral effort to themselves. And there is a religious means.
有道德的方法。
And there are moral means.
所以他们好像也有一些的形状。
And as if there is also this kind of a likeness.
所以因此呢，保罗用了一个死的形状，就是跟那些是不一样的。
Therefore, Paul used the term the likeness of his death. This likeness is different for all others.
所以这个意思说呢，主的死不是一种道德修养。
And therefore, we can see that the Lord's death is not some moral efforts.
我们今天呢，有很多时候分辨不清楚。
Sometimes we cannot make a differentiation.
我们会把人的道德的这个行为、好的修养，变成了是一个属灵的一个道德呢？
Now sometimes we will consider people's moral expressions as a good spiritual expression.
这是不一样的。
And that actually they are different.
我举一个例子说明一下。
I would like to use one example for illustration purposes.
我记得是在哪一本书上看到的。
I don't remember which book I have read this.
他们那里讲到说哈，这个安息日会的那个创办人叫好像Mrs. White 好像是他。
For the Adventist, Seventh Day Adventist. And the founder is Mrs. White.
据说这个人呢是一个有非常好修养的一个人。
And we were told that she was a person with a very good moral standards.
那么有一次有一个人在骂她。
And one time she was scolded by a person.
在责备她。
And she was disputed.
她都是笑眯眯的这样点着头这样听着。
And but she was still have a smile on her face.
她的好朋友就说啊。
And her good friend said to her,
哎呀，你的修养真是太好了。
And she said that, wow, you have put a lot of moral efforts to yourself. And because she was a good friend of her. And so she told her the truth. And you can see a smile on my face. But do you know this? And there is a volcano erupting in my heart. And brothers and sisters, this is not the death of the Lord. If it is a true death of the Lord, and there will be a rest from inside out. And so, therefore, this is not a moral effort. And the Lord's death is not also a religious practice.
So, you can see in different churches, you can see some people come out and say,
and if you see people from all kinds of religions, they seem to have a very good conduct, a good behavior, good morals.
As they
are faced with all kinds of difficulties and misunderstanding and
resistance.
And they can show some kind of capacity. And for that is also some kind of likeness. Therefore, Paul here tells us, and for the death of the Lord, there is a certain likeness. And we hope that in our church life, we can tell the difference. The likeness that originated from the death of the Lord is totally different. And before the Lord, I tried to find the way to describe the likeness of his death.
虽然我们也知道一些, 但是呢,
and as if we have known some, but it's not quite complete.
所以呢,我也突然想到,
And it came to me, Philippians chapter 2.
感谢主, 昨天晚上我们的弟兄啊, 给我们做了一点很好的解释。
And thank the Lord, our brother already gave us a very good explanation on this chapter.
因为这里讲到基督的心思。
Because here talks about the mind of Christ.
昨天我们弟兄用一个字, 我也蛮喜欢的, 他用我们的态度啊。
And our brother also used the term, our attitude. I like it very much as well.
我觉得这也是一种的状态。
I also think that is also some kind of state.
虽然这是主耶稣的心思,
this is the mind of a Christ.
但是我们仔细读过之后呢,
but as we read through it,
我们能发现这是一个十字架的心思。
And that is a mind of the cross.
这里面所表现出来的都是极美的
And what has been expressed here are wonderful virtues of our Lord Jesus. But we can also see that we cannot attend to any of them if there is no death of Christ. We also can see that in the mind of Christ, that also includes the death of Christ.
感谢主这简单的几节圣经,
we thank the Lord for these simple verses.
却给我们看见眼前出现一个形状,
and we can see some likeness in front of us.
所以我就用腓立比书第二章的这里来说明这个他死的形状。
And I would like to use Philippians chapter 2 to explain the likeness of his death. Because this is doable. We mentioned that the death of Christ is a great mystery. But it is not something abstract. But that is something can be put into practice.
所以你在腓立比书第二章里面看见，这每一个点都是可实行的。
So therefore, you can see in chapter 2 about Philippians, every point here is, can be put into practice.
因为我们的主到地上来的时候，他已经存着这个死的意念。
Because when our Lord came to this world, he already have this mind of death.
所以他才能有这样极美的一个表现。
Therefore, he could this a wonderful expression.
今天这些也应该成为我们在生活中的经历。
And this should also become our experiences in our lives.
那么我简单的把它说明一下。
And I will simply explain, explain them.
这里一共有七个点。
There are seven points here.
我素来喜欢呢，把这七个点呢讲成七步的台阶。
And I would like to use this to use analogy as seven steps for these seven points.
我们要注意的是什么呢
？And what do we need to pay attention to?
这七步台阶呢，不是上台阶，是下台阶。
And these seven steps are not leading us upward but downward.
所以保罗要我们有这种的心思。
Therefore, Paul wants us to have this kind of mindset.
因为我们天然的人是喜欢上台阶的。
And because of our natural man, we like to go upward.
但是主的心思是下台阶的。
And yet, the mind of Christ is to step downward.
所以呢，这里主给我们做了榜样。
And therefore, our Lord has set an example for us.
我们只要负责下台阶就好了。
And so our responsibility is to take a step downward.
主神负责使你升高。
And God will be responsible to exalt you.
这样就非常的安全。
And that is completely safe.
今天我们在地上可以看见。
And on this earth we can see this.
有的人努力的上台阶。
And many people are putting effort to go upward.
结果爬得越高摔得越重。
And the higher they go, the harder they will fall.
所以你下台阶最安全。
So it is safer for you just to step downward.
所以呢，求主给我们有基督这样的意念。
So pray that the Lord will give us this mind of Christ.
你看见这七个点，第一个是什么呢
？So what are these seven points? The first one is what?
就他不抢夺。
The one is he does not grasp.
虽然他有这个地位
，even he had that position，
他不抢夺。
He did not grasp it.
他这个不抢夺呢，原文意思就是不坚持，不抓住。
And in the original language, it means that he does not insist or he does not grab.
早晨我们年长弟兄已经告诉我们了。
So in the morning, our elderly brother already mentioned this.
魔鬼的意念就是要抓、要抢、要夺。
And the mind of the enemy, the devil, is to grab.
但是神儿子的意念呢，他是不坚持、不抓住。
And but the mind of the Son of God is not to grab and is not to insist.
我们都知道今天在教会的侍奉里面
，We know that for the service in the church,
我们要不坚持，不抓住
，and we are not to grab, not to insist.
对我们天然的人来讲，何等不容易啊
！It is not so easy for our natural man.
所以，若是没有基督的死，你做不到的。
And we cannot do it without the death of Christ.
所以今天很多的难处都是从这里出来的。
And we can see that this is the origin of all kinds of difficulties.
那么第二个点
，The second point，
他说反倒虚己
，And emptied himself.
他倒空他的自己。
He emptied himself.
我们知道主除了他的神性以外，他把一切都倒空了。
Except his deity, he emptied all others.
这是我们主非常伟大的一个表现。
And that is a great expression of our Lord.
所以当他到地上来的时候
，So when he came to this world,
30岁他要出来侍奉。
When he came out to serve at the age of 30,
一个来到约旦河受浸。
So first he came to the Jordan to be baptized.
他表明他完全舍己。
And that was the expression he was denying himself.
他把自己一切都奉献给神。
He gave him all to the Lord, to God.
他把所有出于己的东西统统把它倒空了。
He emptied everything that is from himself.
今天要我们能把所有一切属于己的东西倒空，十分不容易。
It's very difficult for us to empty everything out of ourselves.
若是没有基督的死
，If we do it without the death of Christ,
我们不可能做到。
It is impossible for us to do it.
所以感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
保罗因为认识基督的宝贵
，Because Paul knew the preciousness of Christ.
他说呢，我愿意为基督的缘故丢弃万事，看作粪土。
And for the sake of Christ, I'm willing to suffer all things, suffer the loss of all things.
我们常常祷告时用这个话，对不对？
And a lot of times we say this in our prayers.
我说主啊，愿意为着你的缘故看万事如同粪土。
And for your sake, Lord, I'm willing to suffer the loss of all things.
但是呢，我们眼睛一张开就开始抓粪土。
And but as we open our eyes, we start to grab.
我们并没有完全奉献。
And we have not consecrated ourselves completely.
所以你可见这个话是容易说的。
And therefore, we can see that it is easy to say the word.
实际做到不容易。
And but it is not easy to do it.
只有你看见你与基督已经同死。
But that can only be done when we see we have been crucified with Christ.
因为只有我们主到地上来。
Because only our Lord, when He came to this world,
他看所有一切都是死的。
And He saw all death.
他完全丢弃。
And He forsook all.
一心为着父的旨意。
He had only one heart for the will of God.
所以保罗愿意效法基督。
Therefore, Paul wanted to imitate Christ.
所以呢，我们看见基督有这个意念，弟兄姊妹们，所以他能够倒空自己。
And we can see that Christ has this mind, so he was able to empty himself.
第三个点。
The third point.
取奴仆的形象。
To take the form of a bondservant.
我们知道在这里这个取呢，它是一个自愿的。
And here we can see that to take, it is a taking, it is a, it's some action of a willingness.
主耶稣到地上来，他为什么要做奴仆呢？
When our Lord Jesus came to this world, why did he need to be a bondservant?
因为奴仆就是为了服侍。
Because a bondservant is to serve.
所以是主是自己降卑自己的。
Therefore, our Lord willingly humbled himself.
如果今天我们能够明白这里的意思。
If today, if we can understand the meaning here,
我们也愿意降卑我们的自己。
And we are willing to humble ourselves.
这是很宝贵的一件事情。
That is something very precious.
但是我们知道这不是人的行为。
But we know that this is not an act of man.
靠我们自己做不到的。
And we cannot do it on our own.
我们人呢，是一降卑就忧苦。
And for us, when we are humbled, we have a much grief.
身高就骄傲。
And when we are exalted, we become prideful.
我们的主是降卑不忧苦。
And for our Lord, when he was humbled, he had no grief.
身高也不骄傲。
And when he was exalted, there was no pride in him.
弟兄姊妹，只有你明白基督的死。
So, brothers and sisters, only you can understand the death of the cross of Christ.
愿意全心为着神的旨意。
And you are willing to be for the will of God wholeheartedly.
我们才肯取奴仆的形象。
Then we are willing to take the form of a bondservant.
所以保罗的一生都称自己为耶稣基督的奴仆。
So for Paul, he called himself a bondservant of the Lord all his life.
他希望磨成基督死的形象。
He wanted to be conformed into the likeness of the death of Christ.
第四个点。
The fourth point.
这里说他成为人的样式。
And he said that he was made in the likeness of man.
他这个人那个原文的意思是一个多数的。
And so man here is a plural.
当然这一方面来讲，主道成肉身成为人是为了救尽所有的人。
So on the one hand, when our Lord was made into a man, he desired to draw himself closer to man.
他要拯救所有的人。
He wanted to save all men.
但是另外一面来讲的话呢，
But on the other hand,
因为他成为所有人的样式，所以他很平凡。
And he has become the likeness of all men, and that means that he has become very ordinary.
所以主耶稣到地上来，愿意做个平凡人。
So when the Lord came to this world, he wanted to be just an ordinary person.
我想很多的时候我们只是欣赏了主耶稣的平凡。
And a lot of times we just enjoy the ordinary manner of our Lord.
我们里面的意念呢，却是不愿意做平凡人。
And yet for us, we don't want to be someone that is ordinary.
啊，今天在这个世界上，那么我们争强斗胜，我们要做个不平凡的人。
And so in this world, we strive, we compete with one another, try to be someone extraordinary.
有的人呢，把自己奉献给主，世界的不争呢。
And some people may have consecrated themselves to the Lord. They have no competition in this world.
我们到了教会里面，我们希望做一个有名的人。
And yet we want to be somebody in the church.
啊，最后最好是很快的就全世界都知道你了。
And The better yet, you can become very famous to the whole wide world quickly.
We are
not willing to be someone ordinary.
And
yet our Lord was willing to be an ordinary person.
And
so today in the church life, if you are considered just an ordinary person, and you feel bad. And if you have been exalted a little bit, you will feel pretty good. We need to have this mind of a death like Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
so, dear brothers and sisters,
感谢我们的主啊,
we thank our Lord.
他是神的儿子, 何等的尊贵荣耀。
He is the Son of God, full of glory and honor.
但是他道成肉身在地上成为一个拿撒勒人耶稣。
And yet, when the word became flesh, he became the Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
我们很多人也知道，这是犹太人弃绝他的很重要的一个原因。
And that is also the very reason, important reason that he was forsaken by the Jews.
因为他一到了耶路撒冷。
Because when he came to Jerusalem,
人家说这是弥赛亚。
And people say that this is a Messiah.
哎呀，这些大祭司、这些文士、法利赛人看，这个就是弥赛亚。这怎么能接受啊?
And they took a look at him and the high priest and also the scribes and the Pharisees and this is the Messiah. How can we take him, accept him?
他没有加薪美容。
And there is no majesty with him.
他也没有什么学位。
And he does not have any degrees.
他也没有出过什么名校。
And he has not been highly educated.
哇，如果他是什么 PhD 啊，或者什么名校出来的话呢？他们大概勉强还可以接受。
And then if he were a PhD and came out of a prestigious school, then probably it would be easier for them to accept him.
他们说拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？
They said anything good can come out of a Nazareth.
就是因为我们的主太平凡。
Because our Lord was so very ordinary.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
有时候叫我们心里面非常难过的。
And sometimes that grieve our hearts.
今天整个教会的地上很多。都贬值了。
And then many things has become degraded, degenerated in the church on earth.
我们喜欢高抬人。
We would like to exalt men.
高抬人地上的成就。
And we would like to exalt man's achievements.
大家都不愿意做平凡人。
Nobody want to be ordinary.
所以你看我们的主来到地上。
But as we see our Lord when he came to this world,
甘心成为一个平凡人。
He was willing to be an ordinary person.
所以这样他才能服侍所有的人。
Only in this way he was able to serve all men.
第五个点。
The fifth point.
他自己卑微。
He humbled himself.
原文的意思就是他微小他自己。
In the original language, it means that he made himself small.
在圣经里面。
In the Bible.
我们都知道羔羊是主所拣选的一个形象。
We know that the lamb is the image chosen by the Lord.
这个羔羊啊，这个小小的羊羔啊。
The lamb, a small lamb.
主愿意取这个作为他的形象。
The Lord is willing to take that as the image for himself.
因为说明了他愿意微小他的自己。
Because it tells the fact that he is willing to make himself small.
如果我们知道一点希腊文的话，
If we know Greek a little bit,
我们晓得在启示录里面用到那个羔羊的时候呢，他更是强调他的小。
And in the book of Revelation, and when the term lamb is used, is the emphasis is on the smallness.
主耶稣已经复活升天。
The Lord has been raised from the dead and has been ascended to heaven.
神用右手高举他。
And he has been exalted by God.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
And he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords.
但是他仍旧取用一个小小的羊羔做他的形象。
But he still used a small lamb as his image.
我们也晓得我们的主到地上，因为他微小他的自己。
We know that as the Lord came to this world, he made himself small.
这些犹太人看不起他。
And he was despised by the Jews.
他们就羞辱他。
And they shamed him.
你想想看，如果主耶稣到地上来，一出现就是以色列的君王，谁敢羞辱他呢？
And think about, imagine when the Lord came to this world, he appeared as the king of Israel. Who can shame him?
但是他甘愿降卑他的自己。
But he was willing to humble himself.
我们真是巴望圣灵把主的这个形状摆在我们的里面。
And truly hope that the Holy Spirit will put this image in us.
我们所以会自重自大。
And the reason why we will think about the important and to exalt ourselves.
我们不喜欢被忽略。
And we are not willing to be ignored.
因为我们没有看见主的形象。
It is all because we have not seen the Lord's image.
只有当我们微小自己。
Only when we are willing to make ourselves small,
我们才能真正成为羔羊的跟随者。
Can we truly become the followers of the Lamb?
这个，如果你里面没有基督死的意念，
But if you do not have the mind of the death of Christ,
我们怎么可能达到这样的光景？
How can we achieve that?
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
从他还没有到这个世界来以前，
Before he came to this world,
他里面已经有了十字架死的意念。
He already have this mind of death of the cross.
第六个点。
The sixth point.
他存心顺服。
And he was obedient.
这里这样的说法就是说呢，他的顺服不是强迫的。
And here his obedience was not forced.
也不是不得已的顺服。
It's not that he had no other options.
他是存心的。
But he was obedient willingly.
我们在属灵的经历上
，In our spiritual experience，
我们知道顺服是一个难学的功课。
We know that being obedience is a difficult lesson to learn。
顺服若不经过主的死
，If the obedience is not going through the death of the Lord，
根本不可能顺服。
And it's impossible for us to obey。
弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
我们需要学顺服。
We need to learn to be obedient.
因为顺服最能叫神得荣耀。
Because obedience can bring glory to God.
撒旦把这个悖逆的个性、性格已经种在我们里面。
Satan has planted this the character of a rebellion.
所以我们人人都是悖逆的。
And therefore, every one of us is rebellious.
但是今天我们要为主做见证。
But today we want to testify of the Lord.
我们必须学习顺服。
We need to learn to be obedient.
那么只有在主的死里面
Only in the death of the Lord
要像他一样的顺服
Can we become obedient
那么最后一个点
just like he was. And the last point
他死在十字架上
His death on the cross
所以十字架最大的经历就是死
Therefore the greatest experience on the cross is death
所以只有十字架的死
Only the death on the cross
才是真正主死的形状
Is the true likenessOf the Lord's death.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
在腓立比书第二章里面
In Philippians chapter 2,
这一段宝贵的话语
These are precious words.
似乎可以给我们看见一个形状
Could give us this likeness.
其实这个真的就是主的死的形状
And that is the likeness of the Lord's death.
所以保罗说我们要把这个放在我们的心思里面
Therefore, Paul said, we need to put this into our minds.
我们要常常来思想
We need to meditate upon this.
如果让基督这样的心思成了我们的心思
If we have turned the mind of Christ into our minds,
那么我们的侍奉上自然能像我们的主为父做见证一样
So in our service, we can testify of our Lord just like our Lord did of the Father. And we can also become his witnesses. Therefore, for Paul's days on this earth, he did a lot of work. He has preached many messages. He wrote many letters. And yet, in the depth of his heart, his greatest desire was to be conformed into the likeness of his death. He didn't care too much about the gifts or the power. He said only on this point, if he could be conformed into the likeness, could he truly testify of the Lord? And then he could truly know Christ.And then he could truly experience Christ more.
So, 今天这个磨成基督死的形状
So today, being conformed to the likeness of his death
是我们的经历
is our experience.
但是当然他的深浅的程度不一样
But there will be difference in terms of death.
无论怎样我们 让保罗成为我们的一个好榜样。
No matter what, let Paul be a good example for us.
到了哥林多后书
，As we come to Second Corinthians,
保罗就解释了这个死，他所显出来的功效是何等的美好。
And Paul talks about the wonderful effect of this death.
保罗说，我们有着宝贝放在瓦器里。
Paul said that we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
在这里
Here,
那么我们一般弟兄姊妹我们都是这样领会
And for most brothers and sisters, we have this understanding.
当然这个宝贝就是我们的主自己
Of course, the treasure is our Lord himself.
但是不要忘记
But don't forget this.
主在我们里面
The Lord is in us.
主的死也在我们的里面。
His death is also in us.
这个死能发挥极大的一个功效。
And this death can produce a lot of a great effect.
可以叫我们应付所有一切的难处。
So that we can resolve all difficulties.
说你看在这里保罗怎么说呢
？So what does Paul say here?
他说我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves.
他下面说我们四面受敌却不被困住。
And he continued to say that we are afflicted in every way but not crushed.
是什么能力叫我们能在这样的 环境中间那么呢还能够往前呢？
And what power can sustain us in such an environment and also propel us forward?
心里作难却不致失望
Perplexed but not despairing.
遭逼迫却不被丢弃
Persecuted but not forsaken.
打倒了却不致死亡
Struck down but not destroyed.
完全是因为有这个宝贝在瓦器的里面。
It is all because we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
而我们知道解决这一切难处的那个力量是从基督的死里面所产生出来的。
And we also know that the power to resolve all these issues is from the death of Christ.
只有经历基督的死。
Only when we experience the death of Christ.
这些难处才不会成为我们的难处。
Can these difficulties can be resolved and not become our difficulties?
那不仅这样
Not only that,
保罗还告诉我们
Paul also tells us,
只有耶稣的死可以带进生的果效
Only the death of Christ can usher in the effect of life.
我们都希望我们的侍奉呢是充满生命
We all hope that our ministry will be filled with life.
我们的侍奉是活的
Our ministry, our service is living.
我们的侍奉是可以给人带来生命的
And our service can supply life to others.
保罗就告诉我们
And Paul tells us,
耶稣的死
The death of Jesus,
首先在我们这些服侍的人身上可以让我们活
And will first made us alive.Who are serving.
今天呢我们不能呢服侍主把别人服侍活了自己死了。
And as we serve the Lord, we can serve others to make others alive and we ourselves dead.
或者有的人自己很活别人都死了。
And or some people are very living alive themselves, but all others are dead.
这个都不是正常的现象。
And neither is a normal condition.
所以保罗告诉我们
Therefore, Paul tells us,
今天在我们这个瓦器里
today in earthen vessels,
已经有一个极大的宝贝在这里
there is a great treasure.
耶稣的死
and the death of Christ,
如果我们能够在这里被磨成他死的形状
and if we can be conformed into the likeness of his death,
首先在我们这些侍奉的人身上它显出来就是个活的样子。
And so for those who are serving, will first show in us the likeness of life.
所以今天呢，如果我们不够活
，And today if we are not living enough,
就说明我们还没死。
That tells the fact that we have not died.
这个死很重要。
And the death is very important here.
我们刚刚讲了这个死。不是一个道德。
And we already mentioned that this death is not out of our own morals.
我们有很多的时候啊，在侍奉上遇见难处。
And a lot of times when we encounter difficulties in our service,
我们说怎么办呢？
We say, what should we do?
忍耐吧。
And we just need to be patient, bear it.
咬紧了牙根忍耐。
So we kind of grinding our teeth and try to bear it.
我曾经有一阵子也是这样啊。
And for some period of time, I was like that.
我想我是一个服侍主的人。
I thought to myself, I was, I am a servant of God.
我最好不要让人家看见我的苦脸。
And I better show a sad face to others.
所以每次去聚会，我都笑眯眯的。
So every time as we went to the meetings, I would put on a smiling face.
所以有人觉得说，哎，你孙弟兄，你这个，不真的很不错啊。
And people will say, "Wow, Brother Sam, you are pretty good."
其实我里面很苦的。
But there's a lot of bitterness and grief inside.
所以有很多时候我回到主面前祷告啊。
And so oftentimes, as I return to the Lord and pray,
我就定罪自己。
And so I condemned myself.
我说我很虚伪，我很虚伪。
I am such a hypocrite.
我真是个法利赛人。
I'm truly a Pharisee.
我表面上装的这么样的一个样子。
And I put on this kind of a face.
其实我里面不是这个样子。
But that is not the true condition within.
我们有时候也讲到，今天信了耶稣，我们也饱足。
And every time, sometimes as we preach the gospel, if you believe in the Lord, then there will be contentment in you. You will have a joy.
其实我们回到家自己很空虚。
But as we return home, we feel pretty empty ourselves.
我们变成那个虚伪的人。
We turn ourselves into hypocrites.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不懂得什么叫做基督的死。
And brothers and sisters, we have not come to understand what is the death of Christ.
所以我们要知道，我们要有对的死。才会有生的果效。
And therefore, we need to know that we need to die the right way, and that will produce the effect of life.
所以你死的不对呀。
If you die in a wrong way,
你也不可能有活的那个果效。
That will not produce the effect of life.
这个是很真实的东西。
That is very real.
所以呢，一个侍奉主的人，首先你要经历基督的死在你身上所带来的生。
And so for a person who serves the Lord, you first need to experience the death of Christ in order to bring in the effect of life in you.
这个不仅能显明在你自己的身上。
That will not only be manifested in you.
因为你经历主耶稣的死。
Because you have experienced the Lord's death.
这个生才能在别人身上显出来。
And that life can be manifested in others.
所以我们常常有在侍奉中啊，也鼓励弟兄姊妹，侍奉。
Oftentimes we encourage brothers who are serving.
我们说一有难处的时候
，and whenever you have difficulties,
两个弟兄之间产生难处的时候
，if there is a conflict or difficulty between brothers,
我们说谁先死谁就赢了
，and whoever dies first wins.
不是啊，谁强壮谁声音大谁就赢，不是。
And you don't win by being loud or being strong.
的确是这样。
That is very true.
当我们肯向自己死的时候
，If we are willing to die to ourselves,
这个生就显在别人身上
，and the life will be manifested in others.
所以弟兄姊妹，这不是一个道理。
So brothers and sisters, this is not just a doctrine.
这是一个可以实行的
，and that is something practical.
所以保罗深深的明白。
Therefore, Paul has this deep understanding.
在见证基督的事情上面
，in the matter of testifying.Christ.
基督的死是必须有的经历。
The death of Christ is the necessary experience.
并且我们必须磨成他死的那种的形象。
And we also need to be conformed into the likeness of his death.
所以我想，就是这就是保罗在腓立比书里面他表达了强烈的心愿意愿的一个原因。
And I think that is the reason why Paul expressed such a strong desire in the book of Philippians.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
保罗一生都活在这个原则的里面。
Paul lived under this principle all his life.
他的确也在他的生命侍奉中见证了基督的荣耀。
And he also testified the glory of Christ in his life and also in his service.
他是一个好榜样。
He is a good example.
但愿今天这个真理能够在神的百姓中重新被恢复。
And hope that this truth can be recovered among the people of God.
让我们能按照这个原则来侍奉我们的主。
And we can serve our Lord according to this principle.
我们一同来为他做美好的见证。
Then we can all bear wonderful testimony of himself.
我们请低头一同与人祷告。
Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer together.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you with all our hearts.
你为着爱我们的缘故
，Because you love us，
亲尝死味
，You have tasted death，
你也成功了一个特别的死
，And you have also accomplished a special death，
解决我们所有一切的难处
，Resolving all our difficulties。
主啊，我们为着你的受苦向你俯伏下拜。
Lord, we want to bow down before you for your suffering.
你实在是何等的爱我们。
Because you have loved us so very much.
今天你也把你的死。
And today you have given your life, your death.
做成在我们的生命中。
To be made real in our lives.
让我们也能有所经历。
So that we could also experience the death.
能够磨成你自己死的形状。
Can be conformed into the likeness of your death.
好叫我们在地上也能为你做美好的见证。
So that on this earth we can also be your witnesses.
主啊，我们承认。
Lord, we confess.
今天在我们个人生命中的难处。
That the difficulties in our personal lives.
在教会中的难处。
Also in the church.
都是因为我们忽略这个真理。
It is all because we have neglected this truth.
我们在这些事上不像保罗一样。
And concerning the matter, we are not like Paul.
有强烈的心愿在你面前来追求。
We don't have this strong desire to pursue after you.
主，我们求你在这次特会里面连续我们。
And the Lord, we pray that in this conference, you will have mercy on us.
借着你的灵做工在我们中间。
Through your Holy Spirit, do your work among us.
借着你自己的爱来激励我们。
And constrain us by your own love.
叫我们能够跟随你的脚中心。
So that we can follow your footsteps.
主啊，改变我们所有一切的光景。
And the Lord, change all our conditions.
好叫我们在不多的日子的里面。
So that in not many days,
人就能为你做美好的见证。
And we can truly bear a wonderful testimony of yourself.
主啊，我们应该是你的见证。
Lord, we are indeed your testimony.
让我们是你的见证。
Make us your testimony.
我们深信你能做。
We believe that you can do it.
我们把荣耀归给你。
We give you glory.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.